This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, the first woman ever to do so. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Donald Trump has said he will announce his choice to replace Ginsburg on Saturday. CNN is reporting he has chosen Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a 48-year-old Circuit Court of Appeals judge known for her conservative religious views. A federal judge has stopped the 2020 census from wrapping up at the end of this month. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
U.S. District Judge Lucy Coe has ruled the once-a-decade count of every U.S. resident must continue through the end of October. Coe heard arguments from attorneys for the Census Bureau and attorneys for civil rights groups and local governments who had sued the Bureau, arguing that stopping the census at the end of September would undercount residents in minority and hard-to-count communities. The judge said any inaccuracies caused by a shortened schedule would affect the distribution of federal funding and political representation. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is VOA News. France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Israel went into a second nationwide lockdown on Friday in a move that has leaders bickering amid soaring coronavirus infections. Israel shuts down on Friday evenings for the weekly Jewish Sabbath and will not open until Tuesday following the solemn Yom Kippur holiday. The government has ordered all non-essential businesses to close and people to remain within 1,000 meters of their home for at least the next 2 weeks. Israel was praised for its initial response to the coronavirus outbreak last spring, but authorities reopened the economy too fast in May, and since then there has been a surge of cases. The World Health Organization is warning people at highest risk to be vaccinated for the flu to protect themselves and to prevent national health systems from getting overwhelmed in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The WHO advises healthcare workers and the elderly who are at highest risk of the flu be the first to be vaccinated. Other at-risk people include pregnant women, individuals with underlying health conditions, and children. Anne Mohn, the chief of the WHO's Influenza Preparedness and Response Program, tells VOA they should get vaccinated because some who are at high risk from the flu are also at high risk from COVID-19. She says it is possible fewer cases of influenza than normal will be seen in parts of the Northern Hemisphere where similar measures have been taken. However, as society opens up and COVID-19 restrictions are eased, she notes cases of influenza are likely to rise. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.